USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI, is the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services, demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. New Zealand's military saying Monday morning they were able to send a surveillance flight to the island of Tonga to assess the extent of damage from a huge undersea volcanic eruption over the weekend. A towering cloud of ash had prevented the military from launching any flights to the Pacific Island nation. More than 70 million people were under winter weather alerts over the weekend, and on Sunday, 2,800 flights canceled. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former President Trump taking the stage Saturday night in Arizona, going after the current administration for destroying the country.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
Thousands of supporters gathering Saturday for Trump's second rally in Arizona since leaving office. Christopher Miller, acting Secretary of Defense during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, met with the House committee investigating the attack, according to NBC News. The committee is issuing further subpoenas and requesting several Republican lawmakers voluntarily testify. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly negotiating a plea deal in his corruption case, saying a person involved in the talks. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The CDC's mandatory COVID-19 safety rules for cruise ships have expired. Cruise ships no longer required to abide by those mandates that were issued last year, including protocols on vaccination, testing, and mask wearing. France's parliament approving a law Sunday that will exclude unvaccinated people from all restaurants, sports arenas, and other venues. More than 91% of French adults are fully vaccinated. Critics question whether this will make much of a difference. Celine Dion has announced the cancellation of the remaining 16 shows of her world tour due to ongoing health issues. Canadian says she's recovering from severe and persistent muscle spasms that are hindering her ability to perform. Last year, she had to postpone her Las Vegas residency as a result of spasms. Country music has lost another family member. Chris Barnes reports from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
Many in the industry call him one of the greatest country songwriters ever. Grammy Award winning songwriter Dallas Frazier is dead at 82.
Hellfire.
In a career that spanned several decades, Frazier became well known for tunes like this, Elvira, recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, There Goes My Everything, sung by Jack Green, and Beneath Still Waters by Annie Lou Harris. Again, Dallas Frazier has died at 82.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.